The problem with many of the people who say that they believe in Jesus is that they're immature in their faith, and that immaturity is a cause of a lot of pain. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I want to share with you today about one of the greatest joys in my life. Her name is Melissa, my youngest, 27 years old, recently married. I had the privilege to walk her down the aisle, and she manages a beauty therapy store. Now, you know how hard it is bringing up kids, right? Those teenage years can be a real struggle, and even though she's always been a great kid, she and I are very different people, and so we had our struggles. But now all of a sudden, she's like a flower that's burst open in spring. My little girl has grown up, and I can see how all those hard yards, the persistence, the investment is starting to pay off. All of a sudden, she has a mature head on her shoulders, and that maturity brings such joy to my father's heart. I wonder if that isn't how God feels when we finally leave our childish tantrums behind and start to show some maturity. James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. My brothers and sisters, you will have many kinds of trouble, but this gives you a reason to be very happy. You know that when your faith is tested, you learn to be patient in suffering. If you let that patience work in you, the end result will be good. You will be mature and complete. You will be all that God wants you to be. Growing up is hard work. Growing from immaturity into maturity requires suffering. But what joy it brings to the Father's heart to see his children mature and complete. What a great result. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Maturity is a fabulous thing. It brings with it a wisdom and a peace that words can't describe. And that's what happens when we let God's word loose in our hearts in the middle of all our trials and suffering. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.